Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You can relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Colleen Ballinger.
Colleen Ballinger.
Here with my co-host,
Eric.
Wow, you really took a pause there.
Yeah,
you
like to for dramatic
let
effect.
It simmer the...
I studied Shakespeare. I know how to...
What does Shakespeare have to do with you?
I don't know. Iambic pentameter. I was like giving it... I was letting it breathe.
Oh.
I wanted people to think that maybe their phone accidentally paused the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a very exciting episode for you guys today.
Okay.
So, oh, are you a listener today, Lovie?
Yeah.
You're just
yeah,
a listener?
I'm just going to listen.
Okay. Well, we have a very exciting episode. A lot has happened this week that I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
But first, we got to talk about who needs to relax this week.
Sure.
We are going to go into a very huge life event that happened at our house this week I want to talk about.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to talk about some of the comments that we received.
Oh, good.
And I also want to talk about how I'm really dumb. So basically the things we talk about every week.
But you're so smart.
No, I'm not. And I'm about to prove it. Do you want to say who you think needs to relax first or do you want me to go first?
I can go if you want to go. Go ahead.
What would you rather,
ladies
my love?
First.
Ladies first. Okay. So I'm about to prove how stupid I am once again.
Okay.
That's what this podcast is for, is finding out how stupid I am.
Well,
uh-oh.
That's not what it's for.
Why is your phone ring-a-ling-in, love?
Just a security alert.
All right. So here we go. My relax this week is, I guess, my stupidity. I don't know how else to describe it, but I follow the Kamala Harris HQ account or whatever on TikTok.
Of course.
So I didn't know what that account was at first. Like I thought it was just a fan account. Like I was like, is this her official TikTok or is this just like a fan TikTok account?
Uh-huh.
But they always post really funny stuff. So I was like, oh, I like this account and I wanted to follow it.
Yeah. Whoever's running that.
Right. But this is why I'm stupid.
Okay.
So it's Kamala HQ, right?
Yeah.
Tell me why I just like yesterday found out that it was Kamala headquarters. Like that's what it stood for.
What did you think it HQ meant?
I thought HQ.
Heart democracy?
No. High quality. Because that's what I see.
Oh.
And like my tech stuff is like, if I want to export something in high quality, a lot of the high quality version of things says HQ. That's the only abbreviation I've ever seen of HQ. I've never seen it for headquarters.
Oh, I
so,
think.
When okay. I saw someone say on TikTok, like, oh, the Kamala headquarters account, blah, blah, blah. I was like, wait, what? HQ stands for headquarters? I thought it was high quality. Just like,
well,
this is the high quality footage. That's why I think I thought it was a fan account.
Because you're such like a techie and you love like nerdy tech documents, stuff like that. Your brain went there. That makes sense. I've never seen your version of it. But I thought HQ was like in dialogue and in culture has always kind of been the acronym for, which we've gone over a lot. Maybe you're not the brightest at those things.
I'm not.
At what things stand for.
I definitely thought it was high quality. Because I see literally every single day when I'm importing footage, exporting footage, editing footage, I see HQ all over the place. And so
headquarters.
Even on YouTube, I think there's like you can pick what quality you want to watch it in.
Uh-huh.
How, you know, like 1080 or 720 4K. Or whatever. 4K. And I feel like there was one or is one that says HQ on it.
Okay.
For high quality, I thought.
Or maybe it was.
So I thought
like
it was Kamala High Quality.
Yeah.
Like literally, I thought the whole time it was Kamala High Quality. I felt really dumb when I found that out. But I have another one.
Okay.
Last week, I downloaded a AI robot thing on my phone. Mm-hmm. We talked about it on the podcast, and I was reading comments today, and someone called me out for calling it ChatGPT.
GPT?
Because I definitely thought it was ChatGPT.
Which stands for?
I don't know, but it's not that. It's ChatGPT.
Yes.
Yeah.
What does the GPT stand for? I don't know.
I could guess.
Okay.
It's not high quality.
No.
Good
people.
Person. Talking.
Talking. Good person talking.
No, it's, let's see, ChatGPT.
Great.
I don't know. I still want to say B, not P, GBT. Anyway, do you know what it stands for?
No. That's why I was asking you.
Oh, I thought you were saying that to like prove my dumbness. I could look it up.
Okay.
I'll look that up for you.
Thank you.
I found it. GPT mm-hmm. stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer.
Okay.
I don't know. Transformer.
You know.
Okay.
And so am I to believe that people that are now in school are using this to write complete essays for them and like do all the work? Because I've seen things that have been like me graduating knowing that ChatGPT did all of my.
Yeah, I don't know. I think about this all the time. Not even just with ChatGPT. Uh-huh. I think about it in general with the internet because I had internet when I was in high school, but not like how it is now.
Yeah, like, so plagiarizing was way harder.
Yeah, it was like day. The only way to plagiarize was to go to SparkNotes.
SparkNotes will kind of give you Cliff Notes for things, yeah. But like to actually copy and paste something and put it in and just change it a little bit here and there. Like
really, really do that. Yeah.
That's cheating.
I wonder how people don't
and does it
cheat.
Work, and does it work like really well? Like surely people get caught for it. Like teachers,
well, yeah. How do people catch them?
Has caught on. I don't know. Cause when you see an AI photo and it's like, oh, well, it looks like an AI photo or there's like six fingers on one of these person's hands. There's probably tells if you don't proofread it really well, then it probably telling on yourself there with your AI.
I don't know. I'm curious. I want teachers to tell me. Can you tell me, teachers, how do you catch if people are cheating using the internet and ChatGPT?
Or if you're in school, like, you know, PT. Do you use it?
Yeah, because I mean,
what else would it? Its
not
function
that I was
be?
Cheating all the time in high school and stuff, but like there were times where I wanted some aid, and yeah. I'm not a good reader, and so I would use SparkNotes or Cliff Notes to like. No, not have to read the whole
book. I always, whenever we had a reading assignment and I used Cliff Notes instead of SparkNotes, oh man, I would run to Barnes and Noble to that section with the little thin little yellow versions of the books. But you would always get busted.
Wait,
for that.
What?
Cliff Notes.
There's a physical version of Cliff Notes?
Yeah. Well, there was. Probably not anymore.
I didn't know that. I always did it on the internet.
Okay.
You must be a lot older than me. there was one other one that proves I'm stupid this week.
Okay.
Dry cleaning.
Uh-huh.
I saw a TikTok, shocking, of these two guys talking about, was it two guys? I don't remember. Maybe it was a guy and a girl. It's not important to my story. I don't know why I'm harping on this, but they were talking about dry cleaning and the guy was like, so I thought that dry cleaning was somehow they cleaned your clothes dry. Like your clothes were dry and somehow they cleaned them magically, like with them staying dry. And they just were on that little like train track, the clothing rack. And they just like spun around this store and went into this machine that like sprayed them somehow with magical clean air that made them clean. And they're like laughing and joking about this. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, is that not what happens? Cause like, that's really what I think.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. Like, cause why would they call dry cleaning? And you don't know what happens. You don't see anyone cleaning clothes at dry cleaners. You just see them.
You just see them on the little
hanging
train track.
And like scooting around on their little racetrack. So like, of course I'm going to think that.
Can you clarify for us and our audience how in fact dry cleaning works?
They are on a little racetrack and they go in a big circle into a back room where there's something like a dry air that like.
This is what
them.
You think or this is what really happens? No,
this is what I've always thought happened factually. And then I found out that that is not what happens. But then they didn't say what actually happens and I didn't look it up. What do they do?
I don't know. But
do
like,
you know?
I don't know. No, I really.
So you can't
like,
really laugh at me because you don't know either.
Well, I've been laughing uncomfortably because I'm like totally busted in the fact. Well, it's not something that I use. I don't drop clothes off at dry cleaners.
Yeah, I don't use dry cleaners either.
I didn't think it was magical clean air.
But what did you think it was?
I don't know. Like, well, I know like the chemicals is a big concern of those places. So I know they're using.
So wait, Christ. So you've never thought about this? You've never seen a dry cleaners and your brain made up? It's not like I sat and thought about this for hours.
I've never been curious about it.
Yeah, but I didn't even.
I've never given it a second thought. I was like, oh, they clean stuff dry and it doesn't shrink. Okay. And like fancy stuff.
Yeah, see, they clean stuff dry, you think?
I don't know.
They clean stuff dry.
Well, they clean stuff. I just assume it's not like going in like a washing machine. But yeah. I don't know.
Did you think they got wet?
I have never been curious.
But I've never been curious either. That's my point. It's just like my brain just filled in the blanks. It's not like I thought about it for a long time or had a second thought. It's just like I was like, oh, a dry cleaner. They clean clothes dry. I'm moving on with my life. I never thought about it. And now I feel so dumb. Do they put them in a washing machine?
Dry cleaning uses a waterless cleaning process to remove dirt and debris from clothing. Dry cleaning uses a specialized large machine that cleans clothing using a solvent. The solvent is then extracted from the clothes and they are air dried and pressed.
Yeah, but in a machine?
In a specialized large machine.
Can we see a picture of this? What do you mean a machine? They're in the machine like the same thing as a washing machine. They just don't use water?
Yeah, I think that's what I read.
Yeah, but can you find a picture of it? I need to see proof of this thing because I still am seeing like a spray bottle of spray air. Like an air blaster thing that just blows clean blaster air on clothes as it spins around. Like a car wash is what I imagine. That little track that the clothes are on, I imagine it's a car wash. But without the water.
The clothes are placed in a machine that exposes to dry cleaning solvent through a tumbling action. The solvent and soap break down dirt and grime and the spinning action. So they're using a solvent instead of using water.
Yeah, but I'm asking, do they put it in a machine?
The solvent can still be like...
But what's the machine?
Wet.
And what's the machine?
It looks like this, I guess.
Okay, we just watched a video of it and I feel like I've been gaslit my whole life because they put it in a washing machine.
That was the way they said in this interview we just watched with an actual dry cleaner was like, it's a solvent that looks just like water, but it's not water, so they call it dry cleaning. They should not call it dry cleaning. They should call it solvent cleaning.
Yes, they should call it something else. It's not dry.
Waterless cleaning.
It's literally in a huge washing machine.
And wet. And moist.
Wet. And also, I wouldn't consider the water that washes my clothes just pure water. It has detergent in it. It's detergent liquid.
Which I would maybe consider a solvent.
Correct. So now I'm realizing if you take your clothes to dry cleaners, they're cleaning it with everyone else's clothes a bunch of strangers' clothes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of, maybe is that weird?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They just said they put in like hundreds of pounds of clothes all together. So your clothes are being washed with other people's clothes.
And then how do they know which one is yours? Because they're not writing on the clothes.
We got to get a dry cleaner on the podcast.
Next week we're going to interview a dry cleaner.
We'll do the episode from the dry cleaners.
I just don't like that they call it dry cleaning. That's very deceitful.
Someone left a comment that the next episode we should road trip to a Sonic.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Do the podcast. Yeah.
Yes. We said last week.
I saw the comment again.
Oh, you saw it again?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week there was a lot of comments that said that. And we were like, okay, we should do that next week. We're going to drive to Sonic. We were supposed to do that today. And we didn't.
All right.
So next week?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to drive to Sonic. I really want to, for real.
Yeah, even in the comments, there's also like people are recommending what
Yeah, what to get. I know. Who needs to relax for you?
I have like deeper ones, but I'll just go with like a kind of silly one, but that has been affecting me because I go to the grocery store a lot to shop for our family. And I've noticed recently that there are Hatch chilies in everything. And I'd never seen this before in my whole
life. What?
Hatch chilies.
Hatched?
Do you know what a hatch, H-A-T-C-H, hatch chilies.
Like chilies that have hatched little
No, it's a kind
ducklings?
Of chili. Like if I were to say jalapeno, you'd be like, oh, that kind of pepper. Hatch is a kind of pepper. It grows apparently in New Mexico. It's green. It has it.
Is it a bell pepper?
No, it's a pepper. And it's known for its like mild but smoky, but sometimes sweet flavoring. So people, I guess.
It sounds like a bell pepper.
It's a hatch pepper. But it's exactly, but it's not. But all of a sudden, it's like a new thing, I think, that's come on the scene. And it's like if you go to a grocery store, there's like Hatch macaroni and cheese, Hatch lasagna, Hatch, and it's like, and it, like anything you can think of, like blah 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 with Hatch chilies, and I'm like, and it's something that like I'm personally not a fan of, like I don't think that should be in anything, and I don't want it in anything, but they've felt the need to like highlight this as like a, it's like when truffle, you know, when all of a sudden everything was like truffle fries, truffle. Yeah. Burger, you know, whatever. It's like that same kind of like trend or fad in.
I have not seen this anywhere.
I went to two different grocery stores this week, and they both had like when you first walk in the door, giant sections of this is all everything we put Hatch in, and it's nuts.
I need to look up this Hatch chili because I don't know what you're talking about. I've never heard
it's
of it.
Literally in everything.
I'm constantly
and I was so curious because I was like, who likes this? Who's asking for this?
A Hatch chili. Okay, I see it. chili pepper. It's like a long, it's not, okay, it's like a long, thin, cutie pants, little chili.
Yeah.
So people like these?
I guess so.
I haven't seen it. So you just think they need to relax?
Well, I just like, I just wondered, this is kind of sometimes my sounding board for things. I wondered if you'd heard of it and like loved it. And I wonder if people listening are like, would be like, oh yeah, why all of a sudden they're selling us hatch chili, they're pushing, Big Hatch is pushing those chilies on us real hard.
Really? Maybe you're just noticing it now. And it was always this way.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah. I'd never even heard of them. Then they're just in everything.
I know.
Like things you wouldn't think that you would want them to be in.
Like what? Cookies?
Right. Well, like mac and cheese. Like what? Hatch chili mac and cheese?
Chili mac and cheese sounds really good, actually.
I don't know. But it was like everything. Like, I don't know. I can't.
Can we have mac and cheese for dinner? That sounds so yummy.
Yeah, we got some.
Can we put Hatch chilies in it?
We should not.
Have you tasted Hatch chili?
Yeah, because that's a common chili in food. So, I can think of it like in like a tamale. Like when I would get some, like, you know what I mean? I feel like that's where I would, the only time I had ever seen it before was in a tamale.
Okay.
But now they're like, we're going to put it in.
You just wanted to relax? Everything. You want them in nothing or you just think people need to cool
No, it? I was just kind of caught off guard. I'm like, is this like a thing that we're doing now? Or should we all be doing this Hatch chili and everything? It's not, I know it's not a big deal. Doesn't really need to, like my main relax is that like, there's this quote, my dad has said a lot of profound things to me in life and taught me a lot of lessons, but there's this one thing that he said to me that like kind of always sticks in my brain as I, especially lately, like starting a family and everything like that. He said, when he looks in the mirror, he still expects to see the 17-year-old version.
Yeah, I've heard him say that before.
Of himself. And I kind of have been feeling like that too. And I just, what needs to relax is I just can't, it's so hard to come to grips with the fact that I have a son, mm-hmm. two sons, but the one in particular is starting kindergarten next week and lost a tooth last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I look in the mirror and I'm like, it's your responsibility. I love him so much it could kill me. But like, it's so crazy to me that it's mind blowing to me that they say it happened so fast. I don't know that. It did, right?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't, does. But it also does. But it does. It goes by so fast. But it also feels slow somehow at the same time. I think the older you get, the faster it feels, maybe. Like the older we get, the more we're going to be like, wait, he's already this old. Oh, she's already this old. Like,
yeah. But I feel like the first day of kindergarten, I'm going to be a puddle. Like I'm going to be a total puddle. But like the tooth thing has been interesting because, and we've talked about this, I feel like more so privately, but like the idea that like we all have those stress dreams. It's like a, you know, clinically diagnosed part of stress dreams is like you're losing your teeth. So I feel like it's kind of like for most people, like an early, very traumatic experience to have like your teeth fall out of your head and what that feels like and what that looks like. And it's kind of crazy.
It's crazy
to be like the one being like, it's totally fine. Your tooth fell out. You may or may not have swallowed it.
Right.
That's totally normal. How there's the dent, you know, and how that, cause like, I'm like in my head, I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
Uh huh.
Yeah. That was a big life event I was going to talk about.
Talk about
is
it.
Flynn lost his first tooth.
Yeah.
And it was a very big deal.
Yeah.
For everyone involved. Like obviously Eric and I were super emotional about him having his first loose tooth and like feeling like, oh my gosh, this is so wild.
Kind of excited. Like there was an excitement about it. Cause it's like,
it's like a milestone.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. And, he was not excited at first.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a scary thing to like, be like, oh my gosh, my tooth is going to fall out. And we'd prepped him as well as we could.
Yeah.
Been talking about this for months. This is something that happens. And I think the unknown is scary to him. And the fact your bone is falling out of your face. Like that's freaking, it's
crazy. It's crazy.
But all I know is last night you terrified me because you were doing dinner and I was upstairs getting the bath ready and like cleaning and whatever. And you called me and you were like, come down. I need you to come downstairs right now.
And I'm sure you could just hear screaming in the background.
And I was like, oh my gosh, someone broke a bone.
It was too fast to say, like, it's not an emergency, but you need to be here. Like, I should have said that.
Yeah, I just heard screaming and I need you to come down here. And my thought was someone broke a bone. Like, someone is hurt. We're going to the hospital. Just from the screams I heard.
Yeah.
And your urgency. And I ran. And on the way there, I hear, there's blood. It's bleeding.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh my God, no, it's not a broken bone. Someone needs stitches. Like, there's going to be blood everywhere I'm about to walk into. And then I'm panicked. And by the time I turn the corner, I see you holding him. And I hear you say, you did it, buddy. The hardest part's over. You did it. And then I knew, I was like, oh, he lost a tooth. But there was a good like 10 seconds where I was like, we are spending the night in the hospital. Who got hurt? What happened?
I'm sorry. It all happened so fast, but I should have said it wasn't an actual emergency. But I feel like you've done that to me before.
I'm sure that I have.
Many times. And I'll race to wherever you are in the house and it'll just be that your food has been dropped off and can I go get it for you?
That's never happened. But I have done where I'm like, hurry, I need your help. And it's like the kids are all screaming and I am like, my SD card is broken. And I'm like, I need to just focus for 30 seconds.
What does SD stand for?
Silly disk.
You don't know any acronyms. You know none.
Do you know SD?
Super digital.
Sonic dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was.
Could have gone a lot of ways with SD, by the way.
I know I could have. I know. But I didn't.
Because we were grownups.
So I wanted to talk about teeth in general because Flynn did lose his first tooth and he was very nervous about it. It was new. It was scary. And I think, you know, we weren't just like, oh, it's fine. Everyone, this happens to everyone. We did explain that it happens to everyone. But we also, I feel like we're really trying hard to be like, I know this is kind of a scary thing for the, because he was crying so hard and he was saying it was scary. He didn't like it. And so I wanted to like validate his feelings about it, but also let him know it was fine.
There's so
many parenting things. The parenting advice, I'm constantly like looking up and reading stuff, trying to figure out the best way to help our kids grow and learn and become their own little individual humans and cause the least amount of damage possible, you know? And everything I read is like, it's so hard. It's like, it really is a case by case basis, what your kid is like, what your environment is like. But I've read so many times, like, it's not good when your kid's super upset to go, oh, it's okay. It's okay. You shouldn't say that because it's not okay. Like they're upset about something. You should validate those feelings. But at the same time, like I want to validate his feelings. Like in the tooth situation, I want to validate his feelings. Say, I know this is a scary new thing and it must feel weird in your mouth. And, I also want to say, but it's okay. Like it's going to be okay. So like, how do you let him know that like, he's okay. And this is okay. And this is a normal thing.
It's kind of contradictory. But, so, like,
I have a hard time with that sometimes.
There. Yeah.
But I do try to always validate feelings. Anyway, that's not what I'm getting at. The point is he was very freaked out. Took a very long time of
I think
lots
you can
of
validate his feelings and also say, and everything's going to be okay. You know what I mean? Because I feel
which
like that's
is what we
part
did,
of your job. Yeah. Speaking of like looking up things and parenting advice, one of the funniest moments of it to me, which was hard to like contain was when you were Googling tooth fairy. What does the tooth fairy do if your child has swallowed the tooth
now,
and how
to
respond?
I have to interrupt you.
Okay.
Because if you're about to say something that a youngin shouldn't hear, should we give a warning here? That you might be doing a spoiler alert if there's any youngins listening. Some people might listen in the car with their kids or, you know. I'm just curious.
Believe what you want to believe. I'm not here to like say
okay,
like
okay, okay.
say things or okay. not as they appear.
Okay.
But I'm just saying like it was a hard question to answer. And so like, I think you Googled it to be like, what do people say?
Do you know why I Googled it?
How does the tooth fairy interpret if you don't have, for the exchange of tooth to whatever the present is, and you know what I mean? In that exchange, how are you supposed to have this exchange if, because we've built this up for the, since this tooth has been loose for two weeks, we've been like, and then you're going to exchange that tooth with a fairy for a present.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think that was why one of the reasons he was the most upset was because he no longer, because he couldn't, it was gone.
He swallowed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the reason I Googled it was because he was asking questions about the tooth fairy and Eric and I were like, we both swallowed a tooth before and the tooth fairy still came. I know she still comes even if you swallow it. And the reason I Googled it was because he was so upset and he was just he was devastated about the whole situation. Everything about it was upsetting to him. And he goes, will the tooth fairy won't come. She won't come. And I said, yes, she won't. We were reassuring him. And he goes, Google it. He was bawling. He said, Google it, Mama, Google it.
It is like this kind of like Google has, or like a search on the internet has become like some sort of like affirming deity to him, because like, mm-hmm. they'll be like, we don't know what this bug is. Google it. We don't know what this plant is. I want this toy. Does it exist?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like this omnipresent kind of like thing.
Right.
It's so, that's really interesting. He screamed.
He was crying, sobbing. I think you were finishing up the bath stuff. And I was like trying to console him.
And that helped calm him down.
It did, because I was like, I found this page and I showed him like a Reddit thread that was like tons of parents kind of talking about how their kid had dropped it through the floorboards or swallowed the tooth or accidentally put it where, you know, whatever the case may be, kids losing teeth. And how do you talk to the tooth fairy about this to make sure there can still be a transaction? Yeah. And some tooth fairies, I guess, will magically make it come out of the stomach and they can magically extract it. It's what some tooth fairies can do, I guess. And some tooth fairies are like, it's all good. No, I have plenty of tooth charms in my fairy house.
Yeah.
I can go without one. That's fine. You still get a prize because you were so brave. So it just depends on the tooth fairy, I guess.
It's funny in all this, like no one questions, like, I'm sure this is not an original thought, but like the child is never like, whoa. What is this person doing with all the teeth?
Yeah, I don't know. She just likes them.
This person going to be present for my teeth?
Yeah.
What are they doing with all these teeth? That's a little bit odd.
I don't know. But I had the moment that you were talking about just now, what your dad said, like sometimes I look in the mirror and every time I look in the mirror, I expect to see like an 18-year-old version of myself. I still totally feel that way.
Yeah.
And I was, okay, spoiler alert, if there's children listening, you need to fast forward a little bit. Give me 30 seconds to say something. Okay. So I was perhaps writing a letter, you know, last night. Mm-hmm. I was helping the tooth fairy out, I guess you could say. I'm trying to say this again without, I don't want to ruin any parents' day if they're happy.
You literally just told them to fast forward.
I know. I said, what if they didn't? What if they can't get to the thing fast enough? I don't know.
You paraphrased.
So I was helping the tooth fairy write a letter to Flynn.
The tooth fairy wrote a response?
Yes.
I didn't see that part.
The tooth fairy always writes a little response. So the tooth fairy wrote a little response with my help.
Uh-huh.
And as I was helping write this letter, I had that moment of like, this is wild. I am a mother.
Yeah.
And my kid lost his tooth.
Yeah.
And I am now helping, wink, wink, the tooth fairy write a letter to my child.
Wild.
And trying, like, it was the weirdest out of body experience than like, for me.
It's different than like you're in charge of Christmas. You know what I mean? Or you're like those kinds of things. Is it like, you know, it's different than like you're baking the cake for your kids. Like they lost a tooth. Like that's old.
Yeah.
That's a kid.
Yeah.
It's a kid.
Yeah. It's like, I was talking about this on my podcast the other day, my vlog channel the other day. Like when his tooth got loose, that it's such a huge moment. It's like there's all these like milestones you want your baby to hit, you know, or you get excited when they hit, when they crawl or when they walk, when they get their first tooth, when they talk say their first word. There's all these things that are so exciting. And as they get older, those firsts are fewer and far between because most of the firsts happen in the first couple of years of their life. And then it's like, okay, well, then they lose their first tooth, I guess, maybe drive for the first time or graduate. You know, there's like, they become less and less. And the tooth one is such a big deal to me because I feel like it's the last thing that makes him, he'll always be my baby, but it's the last thing that's a baby about him. Like he's,
well, and compounded with the fact that he starts kindergarten in 6 days,
right?
You know, like, or whatever, like,
well, we're very proud of him and he did a great job not pulling out. I was the same way. I never pulled my teeth out. I didn't touch my loose teeth. I feel like you were a yanker. I feel like you yanked those things out.
I mess around. Like you. No, mostly like just like tongue action. I mess around.
Tongue action. I don't know.
Whoops.
You didn't pull them out of your mouth?
No. I never did anything like that. Like tie a string to it and slam the door. Kind of. I don't know. No, never anything like that. I think it just
anybody anybody do that? Or is that just a weird thing people said and it was in cartoons?
Well, like
and stuff?
I said, it would be like, oh, eat an apple or eat it like a caramel apple. You know what I mean? Like if you want it to really like come out kind of a thing. But like, no, I wouldn't want it to, but I'm sure I couldn't stop messing with it, you know?
Yeah. And I was just like Flynn. I was really scared of the idea of it. I was scared of it falling out. It grossed me out. I didn't like it. So
I think I was lying. I don't think I'd ever swallowed one.
I kind of lied too, because I did swallow. I did what he did and I was eating and I lost it while I was eating, but I bit down on it and it hurt. And I was, and I realized, oh, I think that's my tooth.
Yeah. Every memory I have is like while I'm eating and biting down on it. Sorry to.
Yeah, interrupt. No, it's fine. And I spit out my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and I was like, right. I found my tooth and it was really gross. And, but there was another time I did swallow. This is so gross. Like, but I guess we've talked about poop a lot on here. So this shouldn't be that gross.
It's not boogers gross. So you're fine.
But I used to grind my teeth really bad. When I was in high school, I would grind my teeth really, really bad. And I actually grinded my teeth down, like from by myself. Like I grinded down one of my molars, one of my baby molars. From grinding my teeth so often.
Baby molars?
Yeah, you lose all your teeth.
Yeah, but did you say high school? Had you not lost your baby teeth when you were in high school?
I just remember it, so I assume it was high school. Maybe it was like you were junior high.
Because I think you probably had, by the time you were in high school, I would have think that you've lost your baby
teeth. Yeah, you have, but how old are you when you lose your last
people
tooth?
In high school are getting their wisdom teeth taken out, man. Like, what are you talking about? It's like when everyone gets their wisdom teeth taken out.
Most children lose their last baby tooth around the age of 12. So that makes sense. I was like junior high.
Okay.
So I don't know. Just remember not being like a baby. I don't know.
Junior high when you're 12, I guess.
Yeah, I was in junior high when I was 12. I was in high school when I was 13.
What?
Yeah. Anyway, I was grinding my teeth and I grinded down one of my molars and I grinded down so much that it was in two pieces.
Oof.
And
what'd they do with that? You still got it?
Well, they were like, we can either pull it out or you're going to lose it soon. You're about to lose this tooth anyway. So it's like, it's going to come out. So it got wiggly two separate times because it like became two little teeth
halves?
Somehow. So one of the halves of those,
yuck,
real gross.
Yucky, yucky.
Real gross. Anyway, speaking of teeth, this is something that I wanted to talk, because I've been thinking a lot about teeth and how weird and bizarre that experience is of losing your teeth. Like, that's weird. And how I think it's, first of all, I think it's weird that we're born with baby teeth, obviously, and those fall out. And I know a lot of animals this happens to.
Shed their exoskeletons.
Yeah, or shed their teeth. I mean, cats, dogs.
Sharks.
Like, sharks. You lose your teeth, you grow new teeth. But it's weird to me that we get our adult teeth starting at age like 5-6 years old. This seems too early to be getting adult teeth. Because you have baby teeth and you have adult teeth. Mm-hmm. Like, why are we getting our adult teeth so little? I feel like that's too early.
My parents called me, one of my nicknames was like Bucky, because my two front teeth, I feel like those were the first ones that I lost and then adult ones came in. So it was like this little kid face, but I had these two giant in comparison.
So did you lose them really teeth. Early? I wonder.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't ask.
Flynn definitely lost it pretty early.
Yeah.
But here's what I was going to say is that teeth, I was thinking about the concept of them falling out and how weird that is. And the only ones that don't fall out are the wisdom teeth, and you have to get those extracted. Some people never do, but most of the time you get your wisdom teeth taken out. They don't just fall out naturally. And then I was thinking about how it's so crazy. We have wisdom teeth and there's, you know, things, parts of our body, like a tailbone.
Well, wisdom teeth aren't baby teeth. You know that, right?
Like, yeah, of course. Okay. They're not baby teeth, but they're the teeth that they're like, they grow in and we don't need them. Like, they're unnecessary and they like don't fit most of the time, which is why you need to get them taken out.
Yeah.
And then it reminded me, I was thinking about this today, that teeth and wisdom teeth in particular are one of, if not the main thing that convinced me that evolution was real, because I did not believe in evolution for a very long time.
Oh
yeah. Well, that's true. And, but the idea that wisdom teeth, I was like, cause I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Museum and, yeah.
And I was like, why do we have these teeth? And I started looking it up and it was like, well, we actually don't need these teeth. In fact, there's not room in our mouth for them anymore because of evolution. Our mouth size has changed. And so, and we needed those back molars back in the day for grinding down specific types of meats. And now we cook things differently and make things differently. So you don't technically need those molars anymore for grinding stuff down like we did way back in the day. And I was like, oh, what? And that led me to looking into more things. like a tail. We have a tailbone.
I was going to say, what's your thoughts on tailbone?
Yeah, same kind of thing. Like that led me to that. But that's what made me go like, oh, did we evolve? Because
you know, I
never
broke
believed
my tailbone
it.
When I was a kid. Have I told you that?
Probably. I don't know. Yeah.
I fell backwards down some stairs.
I'm sorry.
Broke my tailbone.
I'm sorry.
Couldn't sit on my butt for years, it felt like.
Sorry about that.
Thanks.
I think that's wild that I didn't believe in evolution for so long.
Yeah. I mean, so how old were you? I mean.
I remember in sixth grade, we had to do a paper on evolution. We were learning about all the different forms of like, you know, religions and creation and evolution. And we're kind of learning about all the different ways things people believe, I think. And we had to write a paper on evolution or Darwin or something. Uh-huh. And I did not do that. I wrote a paper on how evolution was not real.
Okay.
And I did not get a good grade
on that. What did your teacher? Well,
I don't remember much. I just remember that that's what I wrote about. And I was like, I could not believe they would teach evolution in school.
Oh.
Because to me, evolution was like
satanic. Maybe they won't for long. Yes.
It's not satanic, but it is science. And it is really cool and fascinating to learn about. And so once I was able to learn about it and like accept it as like, then I was like, oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And I loved it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I've been really, speaking of science, I've been really enjoying the shift from like, I thought we were just going to be trucks and cars are like our whole, you know, until like they got into like video games or whatever. But like the shift from like trucks to like sea creatures for me has been really enjoyable. Like
I love it too.
Because I'm learning so much about sea creatures that I had no idea because Flint's essentially a marine biologist at this point.
Yeah.
And I really, really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I have too. It's been awesome. There's, he's so smart and he got your dad's brain because he retains information and like knows so many facts and loves knowledge and learning about different creatures and how they work and
crazy.
And it's so fun to like, he teaches Eric and I stuff constantly, like every day he's like teaching us stuff. They're like, what? I didn't know that. He's so smart, but he recently got into chitons, which I'd never heard of before, because he was at the beach with you one day and he found something called a gumboot chiton. Mm-hmm. And he said, Mom, it's a gumboot chiton. And he wanted a gumboot chiton toy. Actually, that's what he originally wanted from the Tooth Fairy.
I thought it was like a rock or dirt. I was like, what are you talking? Yeah.
Right.
And he was like, no, this is its scientific name.
Yeah, he knew.
This is what it does and this is what it eats.
Yeah. So it's a mollusk and it's like a sea slug, but it has like a shell kind of thing. And a gumboot chiton looks like a rock. So obviously there's not a gumboot chiton toy anywhere because who would need a, I don't know that the market is particularly booming for gumboot chiton toys. So
not a top search.
Looked up a gumboot chiton and I was like, I'll have to make him one because I knew that the Tooth Fairy was not going to be able to find one. And if he got one that looked like I made it from the Tooth Fairy, that would be very confusing. So I needed to make him a gumboot chiton. And so I made him one and man, does it look like something else?
Yeah.
And if you're curious what I'm talking about, just Google it. Like Flynn says, gumboot chiton. And know that I had to make one of those.
You're saying it looks like a...
I'm saying it looks like something. Looks like something. But but they are really cool little creatures. And there's so many creatures that I'd never known about and known what they do until Flynn. And now when I go to the beach, it's like a whole new exciting thing. Like I've probably walked on chitons.
Yeah.
Tons of times in tide pools and just thought they were part of rocks. And their shells are very strong and they just kind of look like they blend in. And now I know so much about them and what they look like and anyway, what they eat.
Yeah.
But you're looking at me a little bit with crazy eyes. Do you have something to say?
Oh my God. No.
Oh, you
I'm
don't?
Just enjoying talking to you and I feel insane.
What's up?
Nothing.
All right. We're going to move on from the topic of chitons and we're going to talk about your comments because you guys left so many wonderful comments as you always do. Keep them coming because we love those commies. Wait.
Oh my God.
Is that a bad word?
It was just short for communist.
I know. I didn't mean to say that, but like, would that be considered a bad word?
It's not, I was considered a bad word. I just,
it's not a
politically charged word.
Yeah. I didn't mean that. I meant commenters, but I said it bad. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Okay. So Anissa said, hey, Eric, Apple employee here.
Uh-huh.
99% of the time, if the charger doesn't have the tight seal when plugging in, it usually means there's something clogging the port, like Colleen said. Pocket lint, sand, all are common things. Give it some canned air or at least take a look, and usually an employee will be able to
give
clean
it
out
for you. Give it
some canned air. Yay, get a little can of air, shoot it out. So there are a lot of comments about this. A lot of comments were like, there's something stuck in there, girl.
Yeah, no, I know. And guess what? First thing I did was like try and get like if there was any lint or whatever out with like a the end of like a paperclip. Mm-hmm. Or like just like blew at it like it was like an old school Nintendo video game. Mm-hmm. And it didn't change.
Didn't work.
No.
Mm, I'm sorry about that.
And I think I made it worse with the paperclip because I think I was like digging in there a little bit too hard. Probably. Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe I can take it into the store and see if that they like have some canned air.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Can I read one?
Yes.
DTRJ787 said, so I saw a PS5 in the background. Going to go out on a ledge and say that it's Eric's. Anyway, what kind of games do he or you play?
Well, let me get started on what I play.
Uh-huh.
I love playing PSR7 and PS5.
Do you know what
7,
that stands for?
5. PS PlayStation.
There you go. Yeah, you knew that
Sega
one.
Genesis.
My favorite.
Sonic. Isn't there a Sonic character?
Sonic the Hedgehog, yes.
So I play lots of Sonic, lots of Mario Kart.
You're answering the question for me by lying about yourself?
No, I'm just talking about all the games I like to play. He asked me too.
I guess he did, yeah.
I love to play sports on video games.
You love Madden?
I don't know.
Do you like Madden?
Yeah, maddening things.
NBA, it's 2K? Like,
sure.
You like FIFA?
You know, okay, so obviously we're joking. I don't know anything about video games, but I do love watching people imitate video games like that you play, because Eric does play. So talk about what you play, but I like watching people, like real life people.
Yeah, there's like a couple accounts that like I've seen too where they like recreate how people walk around in Grand Theft Auto. And it's like kind of like a pop and lock, like you make, I don't know.
They're really, so good at it.
Really, there's some really great ones of people doing that. It's really fun to watch. I, as a gamer, I used to play, I wasn't a Nintendo kid, I was a Sega Genesis kid. And then I didn't really play video games at all. There was a game called Skate for Xbox that I loved, which was like the most realistic skateboarding game you could ever play. It's like way better than Tony Hawk, any of those games. It's called Skate. And then there was like Skate 3, which is like the best. And it's an EA game. And I'm waiting for them to come out with a new one. And whenever that comes out, like I'll have to get that. But pretty much just Assassin's Creeds are the only kind of game that I really actually enjoy. I will play Madden occasionally during like football season if I get like the urge, but pretty much just Assassin's Creed. I'm not too into like the like fantasy aspects of a lot of video games. Or like the war ones.
Yeah.
But not that Assassin's Creed isn't violent or anything, but I like those. But I got it because what I mainly play now is with Flynn, and there is a Monster Jam video game, which is Monster Jam Monster Trucks. Which is super fun. There's a Hot Wheels game that we play occasionally. And this is very sparingly, this is not something that's daily or even weekly. But there's also a construction simulator game, which is clearly for adults that want to pretend to be an actual construction worker.
Right.
Playing a video, like role play or whatever, because it's like extremely intense and hard and complicated, and it's not at all for children.
Yeah, Flynn will play
have to play that with him.
I feel like it's super rare. I feel like it's like once or twice a month, maybe he'll play for like 10 minutes with you sitting there like helping him. Like he does think it's cool.
I've found that, I know nothing about parenting, but I've found that like, not like, to being like, no, you can never play video games. Like that, I feel like that would make him want him. And being like, no, you can never eat sugar. Now he has like a bite of a cookie. He's like, oh, I'm done.
Certainly.
Or I don't want it. Like he's never finished an ice cream cone because we've never been like, you can never have sugar.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, there's different schools of thought.
Yeah, and different kids and too. Every kid's so different.
Yeah, and I'm not on a soapbox about this.
No.
But for the fact that like I had it and I was like, oh, you want to play? Yeah, sure.
And you're there with, it's different for everyone every kid, every parent's different. I said this this episode, I think, but like for him, I think it's fine.
Did you have a Game Boy as a kid?
I did have a Game Boy. I actually.
What games did you like care about when you were a kid? If any?
I didn't play a lot of Game Boy. I had like the old Game Boy.
So I can see you doing like Tetris.
The very old, big, blocky gray one. And then I also had a, what are the second one? The pocket, that wasn't pocket one. It was like the next thing after the big blocky gray one. You could get it in a color.
Uh-huh.
And it was thinner. What was that one called?
I think it was still called the Game Boy.
I know, but I thought it had a different name. Anyway,
version.
Yes, I had them. I've never been a video game girly. I've played video games way back in the day. And I the only time I can really remember playing a Game Boy often was when I went to South Korea with my choir and I didn't have a phone and didn't have a way to contact anyone. And I was being like majorly bullied and made fun of by the other girls on that trip.
Oh no.
They'd like ask me to come hang out and then I would like go and they weren't there, or they'd like be like, come knock on my door, and I knock on the door and they wouldn't answer. I could hear them laughing inside. Like, so I basically just locked myself in my room.
Dramatic.
And like just played a Game Boy like the whole time we were in South Korea.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was South Korea. Wait, no, that wasn't South Korea.
I can't imagine you not.
That wasn't South Korea. That's
friends.
A lie. That's a lie. I lied to you big time. That was not South Korea. That was Scotland. The Edinburgh Fringe Festival. This was in high school that this happened, not in college. I went to South Korea in college and that was a much different experience. I don't know why my brain mushed those together. When I went to Scotland for the Fringe Festival.
Oh, to do that.
I went, we did Anything Goes in Outer Space in Scotland. And I think I was 15 and yeah, the girls were, not nice. And so I just locked myself in my room that whole time. So I didn't see much of Scotland except for like, I went and we did our shows, our performances.
But did that really affect you? Or you did like, getting bullied like that?
Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't even think I've talked about that since then.
Be nice, kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I never had a Game Boy.
You never had one?
Nope. We just had the Sega.
You never had a Nintendo? Like,
no. No. So what? It was just like, it was like Sonic the Hedgehog was the one that like came with it. Or there was a game called Golden Axe that I remember being very fun. But like, that's kind of...
You never had a regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo 64, like Nintendo 64?
No, never. No, you sound rich. You strike me as a Wii person.
Wii?
Like a Nintendo Wii person.
Oh, I hate the Wii.
Really? I feel like, because you're like kind of like, you don't like to say this, but you are like physically competitive. So I can see you in like a Wii tennis.
I hate
or
it.
Or a Wii golf, no. A Wii bowling.
Opposite. You are correct. The first half of this was very correct. I am extremely competitive. Like to a fault, I don't like how competitive I am. I wish I wasn't such a sore loser and so competitive. I don't like that about myself. But the Wii pisses me off because I feel like with something like tennis or bowling or whatever active thing you do, it doesn't actually like track it correctly most of the time. I feel like there were times where I'd be like, I am very aware that I did that correctly.
You're more confident in your abilities than the system that was.
Well, because like, I did it right, but I think that they think it's the computer said I'm wrong, but I know I'm right or vice versa. Mm-hmm. You're playing with Nintendo and it's just, there's like six buttons on that thing. Like you either push the button or you didn't. Like there's no mistaking if someone messed up or cheated or did a trick.
There was like always a finesse to the bowling or...
Sure there was, but it's not like, it just was, I hated Wii. I thought it was so frustrating.
Isn't there like a dancing part of it too? I don't know. I never had that either.
Yeah, there's a dancing one. That one too. It was like, you could get away with not doing the actual dances. And I felt like it was like, people would figure out the cheats and just do a cheating version of like the game. They weren't actually playing them. Like I did not like the Wii. And no, I don't really like video games in general, but if I had to pick one, it'd be like, original Nintendo or Nintendo 64. There's only a couple games that I would even play and I probably would only pay for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not a video game girly. But you said earlier in this conversation you got the PlayStation 4 Flynn? That's not true.
Yeah, it's a newer one. I had the older one before, like the 3 for like a while.
Yeah, you got that I think when I was pregnant with Flynn. The original one you got when I was pregnant with
Flynn.
Yeah,
and I got the newer one for like...
How recent was it brand new?
No. It's just like a couple years old.
Oh, so
I'm sure there's like a newer one by now. I don't even know. Or there will be.
You got it for Flynn.
Yeah. It wasn't for me. You needed it as a parenting tool.
I was like, wait, I thought I heard you say you got that for Flynn. I know you got it for you when I was pregnant.
I find that it's sometimes good to for idle hands or to just kind of decompress.
Of course. You know? Yeah. It's no different than like me doing like crafting or looking at rocks or whatever. It's like a hobby that like lets your brain unwind a little bit and find enjoyable and fun.
Yeah. Like, I'm not like, but I've never like built my own PC gaming thing or.
Which that's cool too. Streamed.
Yeah. But it's just.
I think that's so cool.
To answer the question. Yeah. I'm not like intense about that. Speaking of competitive, most, if not all of the comments that I saw were complimenting your painting. And totally pee-pee-pooing on
I didn't see any pee pee pooing on yours. They, I saw they were
like,
saying
it's
that
nice. It looks
great.
Like Miranda drawing it. Like
it does look like Miranda.
No,
yeah.
Like most of them were like, well, no offense to Eric, but Colleen's is actually good.
I actually like yours way better.
Mine's kind of like a caricature.
Yeah, I wish I had done a caricature because, in like a caricature.
But nobody could do that. A lot of people can't do what you did. Like which is a pretty close like kind of lifelike portrait. I mean, you're a painter.
No, I did. I really dislike it. And I wish I was looking up right now because you put it on the shelf. I wish I was looking up at two like cartoony caricatures as opposed to like, because like a caricature you can get away with like, yeah, it's a caricature. I want it to look that way. And whereas like if it's more realistic, it's like, ooh, that's not a very good realistic portrait. Whereas like if I had done a caricature, yeah, so I'd be like, it's a caricature. Oh.
So not only are you cocky, it's also a critique of mine. Like I did a cop out. Like it was like,
no, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, I did. I mean, but you're right. You're not wrong.
No, I think yours is great. I'm not saying that at all. I wish I had done that.
We'll like, we'll specify.
Well, someone had said we should do the modeling clay, miniature clay art challenge. And I've never heard of that.
Excuse me.
But I'm like, should we do sculptures of each other? Cause I definitely have clay.
Well, here's the thing. I used to love, we would always call it sculpy clay. And it's the kind that you would do it and then you put it in the oven for like 20 minutes or whatever and it would like harden. And
yeah,
become
I have
like
that, but it's air drying kind. It's kind of air, just you don't have to cook it. And guess what?
What?
That is something that I will not be good at.
We got to get the good kind that you like fire in the...
In the kiln? Should we buy a kiln for the challenge?
Is it kiln or kiln?
I thought it was kiln. What is it?
I don't know.
Guess how many...
Google it!
Guess how many
headphone users.
Guess how many it's kiln.
Whoops, been saying that wrong my entire life.
How many tabs do you think I have open since the last time we looked at my phone and I had because I just saw.
Did you go through because you know that drains your battery?
Well, did you know that I cleared them all when I had 500 open?
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many I have open right now?
14.
195.
Why? Get off your phone. Go touch grass, as they say.
Iona said, do you guys do other stuff in the podcast room or is it solely dedicated to podcasting? Like, is it just an office, guest room, living space, et cetera, or just podcast? No, it's definitely not just podcast. This is like, I'd say Eric's favorite place to hang out. Like you're at night, you wind down in here and watch shows and
we hang out here. This play is like video where games. We'll watch TV if we're going to watch TV together or like play cards or stuff. We do everything in here.
Yeah, so I also liked the comment that said, Colleen saying ChatGPT is wild. And I was like, what? I'm saying it wrong? Yeah, definitely am. And I thought this was a great, I talked about mints last week and how I really despise them.
Yeah.
And KK Charlene said, Colleen, you are not alone. Mints are so overwhelming, like relax. And I feel like overwhelming is the best word to describe a mint.
Well,
it's overwhelming. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. Like, relax.
So you want like a more subtle mint?
Yeah, or just one that tastes good. Like, why does it taste like that? It tastes so bad.
I remember like when Altoids first became like a big thing.
They're horrible.
And everyone was walking around with that like giant tin in their pocket. Like, and you open it and there's like paper, you unfold the paper. I'm like, what is going on here?
Gross.
Those are so intense.
Those are gross. But
let's be face it. Tic Tacs, like, they don't do anything.
They don't do anything. No. Tic Tacs is just candy.
It's just candy, right?
Yeah.
That's not freshening. An orange Tic Tac, amazing. But it's not freshening your breath.
Like, I don't know that mints do because like if someone were to like talk really close to me or breathe near me after taking a mint, I'd be like, ugh. Like, I hate mints.
Do you remember, I just flashed in my brain. Do you remember, what was it called? Was it called like Bianca? The spray?
Oh, yeah. What was it called? Yeah, I saw like Bianca too.
Bianchi?
What was it? I'm seeing Bianca.
I'm seeing Bianchi. But I'm seeing B.
What was it?
And you would go.
Yeah, you spray it.
I feel like it became like so popular because of Jim Carrey in that one movie.
He sprayed it to the side. Was it Dumb and Dumber?
Was that Ace Ventura?
I think it was Dumb and Dumber.
It is Dumb and Dumber.
Was it Binaca?
What? Binaca,
Binaca.
I wonder if Binaca's still around.
I'm seeing it on Amazon for $20.
Oh, can you buy it? Can you throw it
not
in the
cart?
Not
for $20.
Come on.
Binaca?
Why is it $20, man?
I don't know. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Because it's like vintage.
It's in a different bottle now.
What does it look like?
Well, because I remember it being the long, thin one.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like more of a chunky looking, thick guy. Maybe it's mints. Maybe it's not the spray. I don't know.
Binaca.
Fast Blast. No, it's Binaca. Fast Blast Breath Spray. Okay. Anyway, well, I think we should go. What do you think, love?
You ever used a spray-on deodorant?
I have, unfortunately. Remember it was not a good experience.
It was all like Altoids. This is like, I feel like junior high school. Like it was all Altoids, like that stuff. And like it's aerosol deodorant.
You are so wrong. That was never a thing in America.
Axe body spray.
Oh, Axe body spray. Yeah. That's a body spray though.
Spray. Yes.
Spray deodorant was not a thing in America.
It was a huge thing.
Absolutely.
I can remember remember my friend doing it like and just going and like their armpit would just turn solid white from their
Girl,
armpit would turn
you
solid
are
white
full
from all
of
this
it.
Like spray.
No, it was a thing. Okay. So when I used to tour all the time back in the early days of my tour, I sometimes would forget deodorant. And when I was overseas, I'd have to go get deodorant. And that's like all they used over there.
Oh, really?
Like, well, I remember in London, I couldn't even find stick deodorant. I could only find the spray. And I was like, what is this garbage? And I used it and it didn't work. And my armpits were like a cloud.
Yeah, and
like
caked and stuff.
Caked and cloud of powder, yucky.
And certainly was horrible for you.
Smelled so bad. And I've never seen it in America.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the thing.
I don't think so.
It was.
I'm not lying. I declare it's not true.
I was just remember the locker room. Ugh.
Gross.
Did you guys, when you had gym class, I'm sure you didn't have to do gym class because you would like
really,
hide under a bench, but like,
No, you're not even allowed to continue speaking. Are you joking?
No, we've talked about it. I know.
What have we talked about?
That you didn't do gym class.
Okay, thank God. Because you just said, when you did gym class, I'm sure you hid under a bench in gym class. No, I had done it. And we've had this conversation so many times.
But did the kids in your gym class, did they have to like change
Why
into
like
Why
are you
like,
asking me this question? Wait, pause. Do you not remember our conversations?
You've witnessed gym class. I don't.
What's going on?
What do you mean? Did I black out?
Love.
Did we talk about that?
Talk about
gym uniforms?
We've definitely talked about gym uniforms.
Love, this is like episode 170.
It wasn't that long ago.
Oh, okay.
We've talked about gym. I think, hold on a second. Is my camera? It is. Sorry, my camera's going. We've talked about gym class. And me and my experience with gym class multiple times within
That's
the last
I knew
couple
that you
months.
Did not participate. Yeah.
So then why are you asking me? Well, you keep you keep starting a sentence with when you were in gym class.
Uh-huh.
Did the kids in your gym class?
All right.
So do you remember?
Which is it, love?
Which is what?
Did you or did you not participate in high school gym class?
I'm going to throw up.
I don't know why you're gatekeeping that information.
I'm certainly not. So what was the question?
If you had to wear pennies.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. Hmm. And
I'm sorry that I forgot.
Was not in gym class.
Right.
I never took it.
Well, because what made me think about the smell of the spray deodorant that definitely existed is because I associate it with those pennies because like you would never like wash your gym pennies. You would just like aerosol spray them with like that
deodorant.
Made the mixture of that over time made for a terrible smell that I associate with that time.
Gross. Well, we're going to go. Okay. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week. Leave comments below for us to talk about next week. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
My fact this week is that Andy Warhol would regularly have his wig cut by a barber and then return the following month wearing a new, longer wig.
Hello, we are No Such Thing as a Fish. We are a British podcast all about facts and trivia and everything interesting in the whole wide world.
We cover everything from pufferfish rectums to the moon to mangrove forest. What else do we do, James?
Oh, well, what about the fact that in 1936, a robot in California shot its inventor in the head?
There you go. If you're intrigued to hear more, peppered with some bad puns and some crude jokes, then check us out. We are No Such Thing as a Fish.